We'll call the Senate Finance Committee to order. Today is the Ides of March. Present at the table, Chairman, Co-Chairman Senator McKinnon, Senator Bishop, Senator Von Imhoff, Senator Machicki, Senator Olson, Senator Dunleavy. Today we are taking up Senate Bill 22, the Appropriation Budget, the Loan and Funds, and Senate Bill Appropriation Mental Health Budget, adopting those as our working documents so that they can get online. We are anticipating having public hearings starting tomorrow. It was our expectation that this would have been accomplished by 1:30 this afternoon, but we are on extended floor action dealing with Senate Bill 26. With that, James Armstrong, can you proceed to explain the CS for Senate Bill 22 Finance?
Mr. Chairman, did you want to adopt the new motion?
Yes, we'll go. Can we have a motion to adopt the version 0?
Mr. Chairman, I move the CS for Senate Bill number 22 Finance 30-GS1855/O before the committee.
And I'll object for explanations. James Armstrong.
Hi, James Armstrong, staff to Senator Hoffman. The work draft that differs from you incorporates all the subcommittee reports. So the section one of the bill, the number section or the front section, however you like to call it, has all of that. And the language section begins on, I had it and I just dropped it. Page 54, and in each member's packet and your staff, they'll have a document compared that has the red ink that shows all the changes to the governor's bill as amended to our Senate version 0. So that is in there, and Ledge Finance was nice enough to do a three-pager that is in each member's packet that explains all the changes, and this speaks to the document compare version. Members should also have, and I thought Ms. Scott did a great job, all the narratives for each subcommittee are in this booklet right here. They're also are on the website of Ledge Finance. Talked about that. There's also a two-page agency summary, Senate structure from Ledge Finance. That is right here that goes by each agency. It gives a comparison to the Senate version 0 to the 17 management plan. And then it also gives a comparison to the governor's amended bill. And so this that two-page, that'll be on in a host of other Ledge Finance reports. Will be online after we adopt the version 0 as your CS. Insofar as amendments to this version of the bill, the chairman has asked that members provide their amendments to our office no later than 2 p.m. on Monday. And like Senator Hoffman said, we'll start public testimony tomorrow at 9 and end up Friday at 6. And I don't think I have anything else.
The only thing that has not been addressed, there was no committee report per se from the Education Department, so that issue will be addressed on Monday as well. So that is why there is, when you look at the CS and the total, it shows a 35% reduction on page number one, and that is primarily because of the education component. Is that correct?
Yeah. In this version of the bill, there's no funding as of yet for K-12 foundation formula and pupil transportation.
So that's why it shows a 96.9% reduction. So with that, are there any questions? Seeing none, I'll remove my objection. Is there further objections to adoption of the CS? Seeing none, that is adopted. That brings us to the second bill that is before us, Senate Bill 24, the Appropriations and Mental Health Budget. Madam Chairman, Senator McKinnon.
Mr. Chairman, I move the CS for Senate Bill number 24, Finance, Working Draft 30-GS1856/O before the committee.
And I'll object and have James Armstrong go over the mental health budget. James?
I think it's identical, and Lacey is going to nod yes or no. It's identical to the technical version that we adopted last week. Oh, with the subcommittee changes that have an effect. I'm sorry, I forgot that, but that have an effect on Senate Bill 24.
Are there questions regarding the CS? Seeing none, I'll remove my objection. Is there further objection? Seeing no further objection, that CS is adopted, and we will be having commence our public hearing, as was stated by James Armstrong, tomorrow at 1:30 to 2:30. We have Bethel, Nome, Kotzebue, Unalakleet. At 2:30 to 3:15, we have Barrow, Toke, Delta Junction. At 3:15 to 4:15, we have Ketchikan, Wrangell, Petersburg. 4:15 to 5, we have Sitka, Cordova, Valdez. And then at 5 to 6, we have Fairbanks and the Mat-Su. Senator
Eddies.
Eddies. That was the Finance Committee for Friday. Tomorrow we start at 9 to 10:30. We have Juno. We break for floor session, and maybe we'll have lunch. And then we will have 1 to 2. We'll have Glenn Allen, Seward, and Homer. 2 to 3:30, statewide off-net. 3:30 to 5, we have Anchorage. And 5 to 6, we have Kenai, Kodiak, and Dillingham. Are there any questions regarding the schedule? Is anything else to come before the committee? We are adjourned.